Family breakdown can be devastating. We were talking about this today, about whether or not mum and dad always know best, and we're asking you to share your views, particularly when it comes to the care of our children. When it comes to looking after our kids, should the wishes of doctors, lawyers and even social workers take precedence over those views of the parents themselves? Whether we like it or not, family breakdown is unfortunately a reality of modern life, and when it happens to you, it can be devastating for both you, your partner and your children. One place, however, that you can find support is the Jersey Centre for Separated Families. We'll be meeting its new chairwoman later on this morning. Sandrine Viney from St Helier found herself in a custody battle with her former partner for her son. She told Naomi Dunning how she found the centre and what support she received.
By chance, I found a card at work, a leaflet about the centre. In July, after court hearing, I was pretty devastated of, you know, what was said. And I contacted Denise. And to my surprise, I spoke to a lady really was prepared to take the time to listen to a perfect stranger. I was in tears on the phone and she was so understanding. We met the following day, told her my story, told her about my son who has a serious illness, so there's an extra stress in this situation, I mean. And since July, she's been there. Every time she takes any phone call. I have friends, very good friends, but, you know, people can easily walk away from you when you have problems and they don't always know what to say and how to support you. Without the centre, without Denise's help or Nick Woodwall in the UK, it would have been really, really difficult for me. First of all, to keep my job, to keep having a normal life despite the fact that I have hardly no access to my child. It's a very long process, slow process. She's an angel. She's helping people. She takes so much time on her own time to be there for you. And I think without the centre, a lot of people would really, really suffer when you're lost in the court process in Jersey.
So was it just emotional support? Was it just having that you can talk through what's going on in your life?
Emotional support, definitely. Also guidance. You know, it's very difficult to be lost in the system, to spend thousands and thousands of pounds in legal fees when basically you go absolutely nowhere. So you get all that. She really knows how the system works in Jersey. So it's extremely, extremely helpful. And yeah, the emotional support. You know, I've been sometimes phoning her every day. And she would always answer the phone. She would help with any correspondence, anything. She's been there. And I'm not the only one. She's done it for many people. And really, really, it would be fantastic if this centre could actually get some financial help, you know, compared to some other agency who, frankly, are not too helpful in trying to resolve problems.
Because I imagine if you suddenly realise you're in a situation where you have to go to court, most people wouldn't know what they're doing, really, where they should go, who they should talk to. That must be a real struggle.
It is a struggle, and sadly, you know, the people who are making, you know, the people who are winning in these cases are the lawyers. They're the one making the money. So to have someone who actually can direct you, you know, help you to really go to the right, get to the right direction is wonderful without to have to spend money. And also the support, this emotional support, you will not get with a lawyer.
Sandrine Viney there speaking to our reporter Naomi Dunning, talking about the emotional heartache of the court process and just how grateful she is for the ongoing support of the Jersey Centre for Separated Families. As I mentioned earlier, we'll be hearing from the new chairwoman of the Jersey Centre a little bit later on in the programme. But there we are, first-hand testimony there, how help and support can be given because family breakdown can be so devastating. One woman's story there of how she gained the much-needed emotional support that she required from that organisation. And this